Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Golf Talk Live. I'm your host, Ted Oderico, and I want to thank you. This December 19th, 2013, this is going to be the last broadcast of the 2013 season, excuse me. I'll be taking a short break, of course, to observe the Christmas holiday, but I will be returning on the air on January 9th of next year with another great guest and a whole list of people coming on the show for the new year. It's been a great season, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in the end of end of the show. I hope that you will join me. It's going to be an exciting new season on Golf Talk Live. A little later tonight, as I said, I will tell you more about what I've got planned for next year. But first, my guest this evening is a really interesting guest, and I'm very, very excited to have her on the program. Her name is Barbara Gutstadt, and she's the founder and CEO of Women's Golf and Travel Concierge. Barbara's here to talk about this latest venture, plus her new book a little bit, which she co-authored called Teeing Up for Success, which is actually just being released. So I want to get you to welcome her on the program. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ted. It's great to be here tonight.
Well, thank you. I know that my audience is eagerly listening in, and we've got a lot of great things. And I just want to, just before we start, Barbara, I'm just going to tell them a little bit about you. I know you sent me some information out, so I'm just going to let the audience get a little bit of a flavor of just what you're all about. As I said, Barbara is an accomplished businesswoman and a serial entrepreneur and author with a proven record of using really corporate golf strategies to develop successful business relationships, which ultimately have led to five very profitable, enduring companies that she's been involved with. And Barbara's passion for golf and her entrepreneurial spirit has led her to establish what we're going to talk about tonight, and that's the Women's Golf and Travel Concierge, which is an online site to demystify, if you will, the game of golf, introduce business opportunities through corporate golf, and offer fun travel destinations to a diverse group of women around the world. And as I said, Barbara is a perfect guest to end the season with, since her vision and mine are very, very similar. And after the conversation that her and I, we were just talking about off air, this certainly became very clear. So again, Barbara, welcome to Golf Talk Live, and I'm looking forward to our discussion this evening.
Thank you, Ted.
You're very, very welcome. Let's start off with obviously the obvious question, Barbara. How did you get started in the golf business? What sort of led you to this this area?
Well, Tim, my background has been in the healthcare and in the insurance business for about 30 years. And when I was in that business, I was noticing that my counterparts were out playing the golf, and Barbara was left mm-hmm. back in the office taking care of it. So I knew that I had to change up my client building strategies to keep up with the fellas. So I went out and I started exploring the golf industry. And when I first started, I knew nothing about golf, but I knew I needed to be in it. So one of the first things I did was to learn some of the golf terminologies, learn the etiquette, and bought myself a set of golf clubs and certainly could dress the part. And it took a lot of nerve for me to finally ask an insurance executive to play golf. And lo and behold, he turned me down. And I thought, something's wrong here. You know, why did he do that? So I asked him a second time, turned down a second time. So I thought, something's going on here. So finally the third time, he said to me, Barbara, he said, I'm a right-left golfer. And I didn't even know what that terminology meant at that point, but I figured out he wasn't that great. And he was probably more intimidated by me, of a woman 20 years ago asking a corporate executive to play golf. So it spurred my interest even more to realize that golf was a connector back then. We could speak it. I gave him tickets to golf tournaments, things of that nature. I took him logo balls and towels. But me personally, I really didn't play golf, but I knew there was something about the mystery of golf. So that's really how I got into it. And then finally I did start playing golf, and the same gentleman, rather than asking him to play golf with me again, I asked him to play in the scramble format so there wasn't any pressure on him or myself. And we had a great time.
Right.
And that was the start of my golf career back there, just trying to figure out what men did differently than women in the business world. And I also played it socially, with my husband at that point.
Right, and it's really important in business. Obviously, in today's market, golf has sort of been there for a long, long time in the business world, but it's very new in that area for a lot of women. And again, even though there's a lot of women playing, most of them are playing at the professional level, and there's not really sort of your average lady out there that's playing. Some, of course, are playing with their husbands, as you have, but in the business world, that's still an area that's very, very gray and very new for a lot of business professionals, for some of the women. And this is a great opportunity, what you're doing. And I'm guessing that this is the direction you're going with your new venture. And so this brings me really to question number two, is why did you feel the need to start Women's Golf and Travel Concierge?
Well, Ted, you're absolutely right. The corporate opportunity for women is untapped. And part of going through my career cycle, I've always used golf to build every one of my businesses. And I didn't really realize that other women weren't doing this. To me, it was just, second nature. I just did it. So when I actually went from healthcare to insurance, I became a financial planner and set up a couple practices doing that. It was at that point when I realized that so many other women didn't play corporate golf. So I was at the point where I was ready to retire from corporate America and building companies, and I retired. And I was traveling around the world playing golf and enjoying it socially now, which is another part. I could take it into my retirement. So at that point, I was traveling, and I was putting these packages together, and some of my friends would say, well, Barbara, can I go, or why don't you do this, for more women? And being an entrepreneur myself, I thought, okay, here I go, company number six. So I sought out some very powerful women in the industry, and I asked them if they would like to participate in this venture, and they, too, understood corporate golf and the opportunities that were being missed by women, and certainly loved to travel and take their sticks with them. So lo and behold, Women's Golf and Travel was conceived. And basically the mission of that is to ignite the women, the diverse group of women, to see the potential of corporate golf and in their business life and also in their social life to just enjoy it and empower themselves and just become extraordinary in whatever they're trying to do through golf. And that's a lot to understand. So in business, one of the ways women learn is not to be told to do something, but the way women learn is they like to understand why they are being asked to be a task at hand. So the same thing applies in golf. So we talked about this the other day, Ted, that women don't like to be just told, you need to play golf, go play golf, why aren't you playing golf, the statistics are down, why aren't more women playing golf? So our whole approach in our website is to explain why it's important for them to consider golf and what are the benefits and the value to them personally, corporately, for their family, for their children. And that's our approach for this website. Our tagline said is everything to know and everywhere to go. So
perfect.
If you look at this website, like on the left side of the website, it's every conceivable thing you need to know from the very beginner golfer to the seasoned golfer. And we've tried to make this website very, very women-friendly, easy to read, easy to search for information. And our belief is that once a woman learns the value of golf, it could be introduced to their family and also will alter their vacation experience, because you and I know once you play golf, you're traveling to golf resorts and destinations that are not just all beach-oriented. So it truly can change your life in so many ways.
It's second to none, really, going to a lot of these resorts. I mean, it's an entirely different experience. I know just from my own experiences traveling around, and I think a lot of women don't realize the benefits of adding that, as you said just a moment ago about it's not always just about a beach destination, and there's nothing wrong with, going out and enjoying the beach atmosphere as well, but golf adds another whole element to a vacation or a business outing and travel experience.
Without a doubt. My best experience is on the golf course, and memories are with when I'm with my children, my son, and we just had a family vacation to Hilton Head. We play golf with my nieces and my nephews, and I could never have done that if they'd been to learning about golf. And those are phenomenal memories. So I'm glad that it's in my life.
Well, and a nice thing that I've always enjoyed about golf, I mean, obviously I was bitten by the bug, as they said, very, very young. My father had taken me out. Well, that's the catchphrase in golf, is I was bitten. You know, once you play, you get bitten by the bug. And I've joked a number of times on this program. My sister, who's about 3 years older than myself, one of my sisters, that is, you know, never for years never understood, you know, when I'd be watching a tournament or something, and, you know, she would make these off-cuff remarks. You know, I just don't get it. You know, what's the purpose of chasing this stupid little white ball around and things like that? And, you know, the usual common phrase that people would say that don't understand anything about golf. And I said this actually in one of the programs, I finally got so mad at her, and I just, you know, because it was, I think it was actually the Masters I was watching, or the U.S. Open, and I was trying to pay attention, and, you know, she was sort of nattering in the corner there and talking about how dumb this game was. And I said, look, I said, have you ever played or, you know, at least gone to a driving range? No. And I said, well, then basically clam up and go and try it before you criticize it. Well, she plays weekly now and has her own clubs and, you know, has played in some number of tournaments, and much like yourself, really enjoys the game. But it took, you know, me sort of pointing back at her, like, you know, give it a try before you knock it. And she just loves it. I mean, I won't say that she's hooked, but, you know, she certainly enjoys playing it, and she goes out quite often, you know, throughout
the
season.
You know, Ted, it's just like anything else. You have to have somebody expose it to you. There's so many women or just men that may not have the opportunity to have anybody in their life that can say, let's play golf, or even understand what golf is. So I always tell women to seek out somebody that they know that will serve as a mentor towards them to understand what might they be doing differently than what they're doing. And if golf is that connector, then ask more questions and tag along and try to find out, you know, what's the mystery of golf, you know, and maybe that can help them advance their career.
Right, and I think one of the things that has happened, and we kind of touched on this a little bit, you know, when we talked last week, I think one of the very intimidating things for women is it has predominantly been for many, many years, much like many other sports for its earlier times, was a male-dominated sport. There were very, very few women. A lot of courses were very close-minded to allowing women to even play, let alone, you know, walk on the course. And, you know, for many years, and obviously a lot of them have opened their doors, there's still some that need to do a better job, but there's certainly a much more open-minded approach than what there was, say, 20, 30 years ago. But it was very intimidating because it was sort of a male-dominated, and to be honest, even to this day, and this is something that we, you know, we talked about last week with what I'm doing, and I don't want to get into too much of that right at this particular moment in the program. I'm going to do more of that at the end of the show. But one of the things that I want to do is really help focus in on women of golf, and not just the professional players and things like that, and the business professionals like yourself, but just women who are wanting to get into the golf industry. And I want to make a program, if you will, next season where they can tune in and get some valuable information from professionals like yourself. That and it's not just the business types, but it's just the average person out there that wants to get into the game and maybe make it part of their life. So this is something that I'm working on for the new year with LPGA professional Cindy Miller. So, and I know you and I have talked about that, and I certainly would love to have your input and involvement in it as well. But this is something that's really, I think, been very, as I said, intimidating to women for a long, long time. Is it's been a very closed sport to them for many, many years. And when it did open up, it opened up more to a professional level, which was great. It's given some exposure and some identity. But to the average gal out there that wants to play, it's still an intimidating experience, and we need to do whatever we can to change that for them.
Well, I agree. And it is still very intimidating to a woman just starting out. Some of the problems have cured themselves in pro shops and things of that nature. But I had two ladies that were in Palm Beach and one in the Fort Lauderdale area. They were financial advisors, and I was mentoring them, trying to explain to them my background and how I use golf in the financial planning world. And they had no idea how to play golf, anything about it, and it was extremely intimidating to them just to drive up in front of the golf course So where do I go? What do I say? What do I do? Mm-hmm. And I essentially gave them a class on how to play golf without playing golf, which is one of my favorite courses to do for the very new beginner. Because you don't have to be out there and swing the golf clubs right away. I think that's part of the intimidation. And women don't like to be feel embarrassed out there. Everything has to be perfect. The particular course that I do is basically what I do when I first met that insurance executive. I could talk it. I could speak it. Things of that nature. And I taught these young gals how to do a hole-in-one sponsorships at a tournament, or how to give logo balls, or show up at a social event and meet and greet people. So there's so many things and ways that a new person in golf, wanting to get in golf, can get in it for business. And socially, it's just a matter of, understanding the rules and the etiquette and keeping the pace of play, going forward. And slowly you'll get the hang of it. I belong to the Executive Women's Golf Association, which is the largest women's amateur golf association in the world. We're in 125 cities and 4 countries. And that organization is specifically designed for new beginners or to the highest level. It's a great organization for women to become acquainted to the game of golf, extremely social, and also for business as well. A lot of networking going on in that organization. So it's a great sport.
Yeah, and that's something else that I want to talk to you a little bit about at a later point, not on the program, of course, but I have some thoughts there as well that I think that would be beneficial for both of our ideas here. But, one thing, if I was to sort of interject something a little bit differently, and for all of the ladies, I know I do have some female listeners out there, that I would strongly advise, if you've never played the game and you are thinking of taking it up, probably my number one advice as a teaching professional, do not, I repeat, if you want to salvage your marriage or your relationship, do not take lessons from your partner or spouse. Go to a teaching professional, whether it be a PGA or GTF. The reason why I say that is I don't know how many times, and I go from my list of personal friends over the years that have tried to teach their partners how to play, and, it just is not a pleasant experience because, even if they're a teaching professional themselves, sometimes it's better to have your wife or girlfriend or what have you go somewhere else to a different professional and let them learn that way. And I strongly encourage them to do that because I think it will help with the intimidation. And there's a lot of great ladies out there in the teaching world, Nancy Corsellino, Nicole Weller, just a ton of them. Some of them have been on this program. That's why I mention them. And they're out there and more than happy to help the ladies out there learn this game and get involved. But that's the number one thing that I would do is if you want to get into the game and you're new and you're a little bit apprehensive or intimidated, don't take lessons from your spouse or partner. Go and seek out a teaching professional and have it done right. You'll have a much better experience. And then when you do play with your partner, you'll be able to beat them. So, but anyways... That's just my little advice I want to do there. Well, I've just seen it happen too many times, and there's nothing worse because in all fairness, I've known a lot of, as I said, personal friends, and the ladies have come to me, even though I'm a teaching professional, and I'll say, look, I'll be more than happy to, and then the husbands will pipe, no, I can teach her, and I'll say, Lord, no, do not do that because you're just asking for trouble. Because first off, if they're not an accomplished player themselves, all they're doing is passing on those bad skills onto their spouse, and it's just going to create a lot of fighting. And a lot of women actually have sort of pulled away from getting in the game because of that very reason. It's just not a good opportunity. So, let him go take his lessons somewhere, and you go take your lessons somewhere. And then when you're both ready to play together, then you can do that. And sort of the never the twain shall meet, in other words, when it comes to taking lessons from a teaching professional.
I agree. And there are other programs out there, Ted, that the listeners can take advantage of. It's Get Golf Ready. You can do it in a small group. Personally, I took my first lessons in a small clinic versus just one-on-one because the one-on-one was very intimidating.
Yeah, exactly.
Get Golf Ready can be offered through EWGA or other clubs that are offering that at a reduced rate, and it's a great way to start your training.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, the ladies that I mentioned just a moment ago who are certainly very accomplished professionals.
Absolutely.
In their own right, I have mentioned that on the program before about Get Golf Ready and some of the other programs that are out there. So, yeah, definitely you want to look those up and do that. And I think that is a smart move, really, to get into a small clinic or something, because you're right. I mean, even as a male, I can remember, I mean, I never took a lot of lessons. My father was a very, very accomplished golfer, and he sort of taught me from ground zero, and then I've, you know, worked my way up the ranks over the years. But you know, the few lessons, professional lessons that I did take along the way, it can even be for somebody that has played at the level that I've played at, it can be a little intimidating at times on a one-on-one. So that is a very valid point, Barbara, is to maybe get involved in a small clinic with another, you know, a couple of women in there, let's say, and that way you can kind of, you know, compare notes, and it just makes it for a more comfortable environment.
I agree.
I want to talk a little bit more about the business model of what you're trying to do, and I know that you'd sent me some information. And one of the interesting things that I was looking at that you'd sent is, and you talked about this very briefly, but you sort of have on your, what's going to be on your website, sort of the left side of which sort of is going to represent the instructional side, and then the right side of the website is going to represent the fun. So let's talk about some of the things that you're going to be offering with the products through the website. And let's start with, of course, the instructional side. We're going to start from ground zero. So what are some of the things that people that are going to be visiting your site can expect?
Well, one of the things that this site emphasizes, Ted, is a very social site. We want to encourage the new beginner or the seasoned golfer to talk about their experiences and share things with them. So part of the site is there is the virtual 19th hole, which we love the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be
right.
A way that we could blog and Google Chats and keep things very light and lively, whether it's from instructional points or sharing adventures on a trip. But for the left side, as I call it, it will be everything, where to go for golf lessons, why golf. It actually starts with why golf. And we list the different benefits on it. And one of the benefits that people forget about is the opportunity to have a golf scholarship, for example. They're left on the table for the young lady. So we talk about golf scholarships and the economic benefit for that, where to play golf, how to play golf, the rules, it's basic golf knowledge. We have equipment on there. We'll have a boutique type of clothing on there. We mentioned the golf associations on there. We talk about why business golf and where they can go for training and courses for those things. So, and of course, golf resources and various links that they can tap into to find out the best places to play golf. They can book a tee time on there. So it's staying from, you know, the very, very basic to, you know, all right, I'm now learning everything. I'm ready to book it, book the tee time, and they'll be able to do that as well.
Now, I noticed sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
What I was going to ask you is I noticed on one of the points that you had here was, and I'm assuming that I understand what this is about, but you have one called Nanny Golf Sitters. What is that?
Yes, okay. We've done market research studies, and women will say, usually around in the 30s, I don't have time, it's too much money, how can I afford this? And I have children, I have to take care of my family.
Right.
So I have a 32-year-old daughter, as a good example, three little grandbabies, and she gave me the same line. So I said, Megan, I said, you get your nails done and you get your toes done and you find time to go out and you get babysitters. So if you can appreciate the value of golf, I said, if I get you to a golf course, I said, how about we have a nanny golf sitter come to the course who actually would watch your child? So light bulb kind of went off in her head and she said, well, there's an idea, Mom. You know, so that's where my inspirations come from. The objections, if you get an objection, and it's just like back in business life. If you have an objection, and always another question. So she said, I can't. So I said, if I can do this, you know, would you play golf? So she said, yes. So Nanny Golf Sitters is an evolving company that will offer sitters that go to the golf courses so the working mother can actually learn to play golf. And the vice versa. You know, we have the little girls playing golf. The moms take the little girls to the golf course, so that also can be an inspiration for the mothers to begin learning to play golf with their daughters or sons, as they may be.
Well,
that's a fun little business for us.
Yeah, and it's a great idea because, you know, this was the excuses, as you put it, were really something mm-hmm. that for years was done in the fitness and health end of it. That was one of the excuses that a lot of women, and justifiably so. I mean, I can certainly understand they can't just leave their children unattended, but that was a big problem for years, getting women wanting to go to some of the health clubs and things like that until they came out with a very similar program there. So it only is befitting that you would want to do that here because, again, that would be a big concern because you can't always arrange for a babysitter or you can't always add that extra expense. So it's kind of nice that you're going to be providing something, an opportunity to sort of eliminate that excuse. And once you do things like that, then people are going to be more receptive. Once you sort of take care. And I like the list that you've got here. I mean, there's a lot of you're talking about the very basic in golf knowledge. So you also have the rules and etiquette, and that's something that I think a lot of people, men included. This is really not for just women, but really men should take note on this as well. So you guys out there that are listening into the program tonight, take note of some of the things that we're talking about because there's a lot of you out there, believe me, I've seen on the golf course that could need to know a little bit more about the rules and etiquette and get some basic golf knowledge. So some great points here that you have on your website and that you're going to be offering to your clients.
Okay, thank you. We know that in order to improve the statistics of golf for women, golf for that population of the 30s has to be affordable and accessible to them, not just lip service, but it truly has to be. Otherwise, our statistics are not going to move. So we look forward to working with the golf courses and the industry to participate with us and us with them to do some of the things that we know have to be done to introduce golf to that population. We know that the fastest growing market are the little girls. So we know if the little girls are into golf, and there's been that, so I call it the third sport experience introduced at a younger level. We have the soccer balls, and we have the baseball, or the ballerinas and things of that nature. But we're trying to emphasize that golf should be introduced at that earliest level, and we're so excited, Ted, about our website. Just to give you a little bit about what that's going to look like. We have a celebrity golfer as a spokesperson. I'm not going to tell you who it is because that's a secret. But the golf site has a picture of a little girl that will come out of it, and she's holding a golf ball. And she goes away, and then a teenager comes with her golf clubs. And my favorite one is the college graduate with a cap and gown on holding the golf clubs, acknowledging that she is going off to college for a golf scholarship. And then that goes away, and you have a corporate woman at a desk with her golf club sitting next to it representing. Finally, we have women acknowledging that they should be golfing and using it for business. Then we have a group of ladies that are playing it, and the mom and the daughter now playing it, and then the grandmother and the little girl. So it really represents the evolution of golf, which we were not aware of any site out there that actually talks of it in that nature and presents it that way. So our content and our website pretty much addresses every age sector that's possible, right on up to golf course communities. It's the retirement golf, and that's the beauty of it. If you start young, you can take that with you. Where if you're playing another sport, can't do that in business, and you can't necessarily do it when you want to enjoy your retirement. So we have really thought out this website, and we're so excited about launching it. And it's an evolving process. We won't have everything on that initially. So we're looking for our readers to help build the rest of that. What do you want us to carry? What do you want to learn? What do you want to see? What do you want to read on it? So it's, again, it's a very social website in that 19th hole. So we're looking forward to a lot of the women that may be questioning whether they should be playing golf to tap into the website and ask some questions and see if we can help them resolve some of their concerns about entering the game.
Yeah, exactly. Barbara, before we get into a little bit more about the website, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements here, and then we'll get right back on it. For those of you that are tuning into the program a little bit later, my special guest this evening is Barbara Gutstadt, who is the founder and CEO of the Women's Golf and Travel Concierge, and we've been talking a little bit about that for the last half an hour or so. And I just want to remind you, for those of you that are listening to the program that maybe would like to call into the program and either speak to Barbara or myself, you can call and do so at 646 646- 646-716-4667. That's, again, area code 646-716-4667. For those of you that may be a little shy and don't want to talk on the air, you can certainly send me an email at ted.golftalklive@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to read it out here over the air. And for those of you that are on Facebook, you can certainly visit the Facebook page here at facebook.com/golftalkliveblog. Make sure that you have blog on the end of it, and throw a few likes our way. We'd certainly appreciate it. And as I've been joking here for the last several weeks, of course, I am on Twitter. I don't do a lot of tweets, but I do tweet a little bit here about the program and a few other things once in a while. And I want to thank all of you that have been following me here in the last few weeks. The reason why I'm kind of laughing here, Barbara, is I've been giving out my Twitter handle here the last few weeks, and probably within about the last, I'd say, 3 to 4 weeks, I've had an additional 100 followers just as a result of that. So I'm going to do it again. It's Ted and Buck CEO, and that's Ted and Buck CEO in caps. You can find me there on Twitter, and I will certainly follow you back if you follow me. So be sure to do that and keep in touch with what's happening on the program. And of course, I want you to visit the Golf Talk Live blog at www.golftalkliveblog.com, and check out not only some of the people that are supporting the program, but also some great books that we've talked about here on the show, and also a few products that we posted up there as well. There's still a few shopping days left before Christmas, so for you golfers out there, certainly stop and visit the website and check out some of the great products on there that you can get for that golfer and your family. And speaking of which, just a few more moments, Barbara, and we'll continue on. I'm going to let the listeners hear about a product that we've been talking about here for the last several weeks. Have a listen, everybody.
Hi, this is Ted from Golf Talk Live. Are you looking to make more putts, shoot lower scores, and just play better golf? Now you can with the Star Putter putting tool. Simply use the tool 5 minutes before your next round and make 3 to 5 more putts. Practice with Star Putter 15 to 20 minutes, 3 times a week, and lower your handicap after just 10 rounds. Star Putter putting tool, available now at starputter.com.
Okay, welcome back, and thank you for patiently waiting here, Barbara. What I want to ask you, we're going to talk a little bit more about the website. Now, obviously, on part of your website, you're going to be talking a little bit about instruction and how people can, some of the ladies that are going to be tuning in and visiting the site, where they can go to get some of that information. But you also provide, on the other side of the website, some areas that are represent a little more of the fun things out there. So let's talk about that. What are some of the things that people can find on that section of the website?
Sure. We'll be offering travel destinations literally all over the world to for golf, just golf, or there'll be unique packages for golf and wine countries, golf and cooking, and even a golf and safari trip to Africa. That will be in November.
Oh, wow.
We have some trips that are just the little short getaways, 3 nights, 4 days, literally all over the country. Most of the trips are either like 3 days or they're, you know, the longer vacation trips. What's exciting about what we've done is we have tried to align ourselves with as many LPGA professionals as possible to participate in our travel packages, which is going great for us. So we have a program called Travel with the Pro. So wherever we go on an extended vacation, anywhere in the world, our travelers will be able to literally travel with a professional player, and they'll be able to eat and socialize and play and even get a clinic with them. Can you imagine traveling to Africa with a professional player and you know, being able to have a clinic in Africa, in Cape Town or some other destination there in that particular trip? So we're pretty excited about that. And that's what that's all about, is fun. So when someone is learning to play golf, and actually the nice part is even if they don't really know, they don't have to be a golfer and really play it. They have to just want to experience it. So there will also be some, you know, if they don't want to golf every day, they'll be able to have some non-golfing adventures wherever they are in the country with us. So we are thrilled to be able to roll that out in January.
And also, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, you're going to be offering things like tee time booking to be able to do that online as well. And you also are going to be offering not just individual, but group and customized packages. And you're also going to be doing some tournament and event planning, which is really a big thing, especially for, you know, for a social thing. If somebody wants to plan a tournament of some sort, you're going to be able to help them with that as well, correct?
Correct. I just came back from Casa de Campo. I was on a visit down there, and I had an opportunity to talk with the Federation of their golfers in Dominican Republic, and that would be an example of some exciting trips. Is would be the United States would be playing the Dominican Republic with some international golf playing, international golf
right.
associations is what we are looking at exploring and creating that. The other part of the travel website, there is an opportunity to have, it's called My Travel Site. So it not only offers you just golf destinations, but there are times when you don't want to golf and you may want to go on a cruise. So we actually have a full
right.
travel agency aligned with us that will offer you any type of vacation anywhere in the world. So if this is your go-to site because golf is your initial passion, you could go over
right.
to the, we call our tab is Cruise, etc., and they can also do your hotel bookings, your culture, sightseeing trips, your car rentals, travel insurance, anything that may you need for a travel experience. We have an 800 concierge
right.
call center that they will be able to call and ask questions. And we also online will have e-brochures for any travel destinations in the world and travel resources and things of that nature.
Now, you also have here, I see one of the last points, you have give the gift of golf.
Yes. Yes, we are in the process of creating a 501(c) for a charitable gifting. It also would be for if they want to, grandparents, for example, want to buy gift cards for their grandchildren to play golf and take lessons, they'll be able to do that as well. The other
wow.
side of my life, Ted, that we never really spoke about is I'm involved with taking care of 32 individuals with developmental disabilities and or autism. So I become
right.
involved with the Special Olympics program, Special Olympics golf in particular. So that is one of the charities
Fent.
That we intend to donate funds to help them support their cause. Because it's unbelievable to see these individuals playing golf and competing in tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we had one of our clients came in sixth place up in the tournament in Florida. We're real proud of them.
Wow.
So that's what Give the Gift of Golf is.
Well, what a great way to sort of round out the website. And that's a fantastic thing. You know, one of the things I have to commend, and I know that a lot of sports do different things, but I don't think anybody does it as well as the golf industry does, and that is to give to charities. I mean, the PGA Tour, LPGA, and of course the Champions Tour have such a tight network for giving in their programs, and they've been recognized. In fact, I'm trying to remember now what the figures were, but I think they're over $1 billion plus dollars. I think it was a couple of years ago that actually hit that mark since they started that some years ago. And I don't think there's any other sports organization out there that has gone to the levels that they have in golf. So it's a great way. It's not only a fun game and an enjoyable game and a competitive game, but it gives back to really a lot of people out there that need our help. And that's one of the other reasons why I enjoy this sport so much and enjoy. It's not just a matter of just playing it. It's what it does in return for so many out there that really need help. And what a great thing for you to do.
Thank you. We're excited about it.
And, you know, that's something that I enjoy, you know, helping others. And that's one of the things that I want to do with this program, excuse me, is not just, pardon me, not so much just, you know, to talk about golf and things like on here, but to be able to bring individuals such as yourself that are doing other great works out there through their organizations to help people. And that's something that I want to be able to do with this program as well. So, you know, those are some other things that we can maybe talk about a little bit later as well. Let me just ask you, Barbara, let's just sort of work down our list here. You also have, and I'm assuming that this isn't the person you were talking about, but you have an LPGA professional who's involved with this venture as well, Penny?
Yes, I do, and she's awesome. Penny Pohl, she was ranked the top 10 in the world and also holds two LPGA titles. I believe she was also on your show a while back.
Yes, she was. She was probably a couple of months ago now. Yeah, she was a great guest and loved having her on the program. Now, how did you two sort of come together?
Well, it actually happened out in Arizona. We were paired up together to play golf and didn't know each other at all. And women are pretty social on the golf course, so you could imagine the two of us talking about golf and the opportunities that, for women and travel and you know, it's history from there. We just decided at that point that this was meant to be, and we both connected, which, again, is what the golf course is about, is connecting, and we had a dinner, and business was created. And we've also brought in three other very, very strong women that I've known in the business, and we're scattered around the country, and we communicate through the social media and do our business and are building this website to be what it is today. So that's how that happened. And I have to actually thank LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been served as a great way to introduce people to. I get linked, hit from all different type of people to test products out and try this out and give feedback and take pictures. So all of these ladies are really, you know, have come from LinkedIn, and we have formed a wonderful partnership here that I'm sure, and we'll all be at the PGA show celebrating the launch of our site.
Yeah, and that's coming up in just a few short weeks. We're going to take a break, obviously, for the holidays, and then we're going to be right back into the golf in the new year. And one of the nice things about being down in the warmer climates here in Florida is I can play all year round. As most of my listeners know by now, I'm originally from Canada, and I got a little tired of shoveling snow and digging myself out every day, so I decided to migrate south and a few years back, and just love it down here. And for somebody that enjoys playing this great game, I couldn't think of a better place to go than in the southern part of the United States, where it's nice and warm pretty much all year round. So, you know,
I'd
to play
have to
a game
agree
that
with
I
that
enjoy.
That's where I'm from, too.
Yeah. I know. That's why I put that in there. Now, I know the next question I was going to ask you was obviously when the website is going to be ready to launch. You're trying to obviously get it ready in time just before the PGA show, which is I believe, around the week of the 20th, I think, is if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Of January.
Correct.
So you're trying to get it a little bit ahead of time to get some, you know, chance to get people, you know, built up and excited about it and that, and then you're going to obviously be talking about it and working with it at the show itself. Now, are you going to actually be exhibiting at the show while you're down there?
No, we're not going to be exhibiting, but we will be walking it. But possibly we'll exhibit next year, but this year, because the site is just launched, I didn't think it would be the best thing to do at this point. So we will explore that in 2015.
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing the same thing. I'm going to be walking around, so we'll have to make sure that we meet when we're down there. But let me, and believe me, I think there's probably about 100 people now I'm going to be meeting when I go down there, because everybody keeps saying this, are you going to the PGA show? And I get that question all the time, and it's, yes, I'm going, and I wasn't 100%. I'm not going for the whole week. I'm just going for a few days. And I actually was invited about 2 weeks ago. I was invited to another event that happens to be that same week, and I think it's about – I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's on the 21st, and it's the NFL Classic, and it's a group of NFL players, both past and some present ones, that are playing out in Fort Lauderdale the week of the PGA show, and of course it's, you know, for charity and things like that, and I was invited to come out and do some interviews with some of the players and things like that for my program, and funny enough, somebody that I met through one of the social networks some years ago. It happened to be Facebook in this particular case, but we've connected, and he has a golf business, and we've been, you know, sort of going back and forth. He's from over in Switzerland, and he's invited me to this event. He's one of the sponsors, so I'm planning on doing that. Then I'm circling the wagons, as it were, and I'm heading back to Orlando to the PGA show a few days later. But so we'll definitely have to make sure that we connect there. But
absolutely,
you know, I'm doing basically the same thing as you are. I'm not going to exhibit this year. I'm going to look at it for next year, but I'm going to definitely go around, and there's just a lot of new exciting things. But I wanted to mention something real quick before we go further here, because you raised a very valid point, because obviously you and I met this way as well through LinkedIn. We more or less reached out to one another as we connected on the social site. And I've gotten a lot of my guests through the social media. Now, some of them I've known personally, others I didn't know. But it is a fantastic tool for meeting people. And I literally every week, especially as this show has been progressing throughout the year, I literally get bombarded with requests. In fact, I just had one about 20 minutes before we went live, somebody that wants to come on. They're a photographer, and they're just absolutely gorgeous photos, golf photos, of course. And he would love to come on and talk about some of the things that he does. And so, you know, I'm always happy to do that, but it's just amazing how many people you can connect with from all over the world.
And Ted, do me a favor. If you bring him on the show, please ask him to take some pictures, good, nice, appropriate pictures of women on golf courses.
Oh, yeah. He's first class. Trust me, the photos are first class. And, you know, he's taking, it's not just individuals that he's taking the pictures of, but he also scenery and, you know, some of the golf course and top golf course, you know, over in Scotland and all around the world. So it's definitely a first-rate business that he's running out of. I think he's out of Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. But you know, my point was, as you had indicated, that LinkedIn has certainly been a very valuable tool for connecting with people. I mean, I think right now I've got somewhere just under 5,000 connections around the world in golf on LinkedIn alone, and then I've got not quite that many, but close to it over on Facebook. So I've got between the two of them about 10,000, and most of them, other than a few, you know, old high school chums and things like that, are in the golf industry. So it's definitely a great way to connect with people from around the globe. Now, one of the things that I wanted to move on to a little bit, we'll talk about the site for a few more minutes, and then I want to move on because you obviously are launching a book, and we'll talk briefly about that. But you obviously want to get the site out here in January. What do you want most of all to be able to accomplish with your website?
We want most of all, I guess, to reach out to women of all ages, understand why golf might be or should be a part of their life, depending on where they're coming from, and that not only is golf, you know, just a leisure sport, but it's a way for social and professional advancement. For example, in the business world, you know, women are trying to change up the disparity in the boardroom. If women are not accessible to the corporate executives, who 90% of corporate CEOs play golf. So if they're not accessible to be able to interact at that level, they'll never get the advancements that they may be entitled to and may end up not changing the boardroom disparity. So we do believe strongly that that's one of the things that they will get out of our website, is to understand the whys and maybe just my favorite word this year is to rethink some of your strategies of what you're doing if you're truly interested in advancing your careers. And then for the woman that is not a corporate or business-minded person, to just look at golf as a social way to have different benefits that could be in order to their family for scholarship, or for an enjoyment of retirement that they may not ever be able to achieve otherwise. And that's really what our message is. That's what I'm trying to get out there, is to deliver a message to rethink some of the things that they're doing currently.
The number one is obviously to have fun, because I think if you have fun, all the other stuff falls in line.
Sure,
let me just add something real quick. A guest that I had on a few months back, which really encapsulates what you're just talking about. There was a young lady, actually it was a gentleman that I met through Facebook. He was a teaching professional as well, Mr. Barry Goldstein, who you may or may not be familiar with, but his daughter, Carly Ray, who's now currently attending LSU, she is there on a course on a golf scholarship. Now, what's interesting about this young lady, Carly Ray, she was on the program. Both her and her father came on a few months ago and talked about a little bit, of course, about golf, but about her career. And just to give you an idea how successful this young lady is, she's 18, obviously going to be 19 next year. She's attending her first year at LSU. And as a junior golfer, before she even hit the books in college, she had won, I think it was 2 weeks before she, 2 or 3 weeks before she was heading out to LSU, won her last tournament as a junior golfer, and that was number 100. I mean, that's a phenomenal feat for anybody.
That's wonderful. Yes, it is.
And I mean, and she's gone up against some very prominent LPGA players and has beaten them And that's not a knock against, of course, the players, but she's a very, very accomplished player and I know has a successful career. So for those, particularly those young ladies out there that are, you know, thinking about getting in and playing golf and sort of sitting on the fence, is this something for me? Or, you know, can I make something out of it? Just look up Carly Rae Goldstein on any of the social sites and you'll see her out there. She's played internationally, won tournaments all over the world, many, of course, here in the United States. And her father, of course, caddies for her a lot of times on these tournaments. And, of course, he's sent her off, and he's from Florida. He also from New York, but he also has – they have a place in Florida. But he had to send her off to college this year and, you know, was certainly very sad about that. But you know, this just goes to show you – and he's been extremely supportive. I mean, he's not one of these dads that's, you know, shoving it down her throat. It's something that she wanted to do, and he's just incredibly supportive. And it just shows you – that these young ladies out there, if they set their minds and have the ambition and the drive, that they can do anything with their lives. And now, you know, she's got people beating down her door wanting to, you know, help her with her career. And she wants to get into broadcast journalism and that sort of thing later on, obviously in the sports. But she also wants to play professionally, and she's well on her way. I mean, she's won, as I said, 100 tournaments before she even got to college.
That's wonderful. She serves as a great role model for that age group.
Exactly. I mean, even if she walked away from the sport tomorrow, I mean, what a phenomenal, you know, I mean, there's people out there that would never even come close to that, you know, their whole lives, never mind, an amateur status, but even on a professional level. And it's just, she's dominated her field. Now, of course, she's lost tournaments too, but she's probably won a lot more than she's lost. And is a very intimidating factor when she gets out in the golf course. And as I said, she's played against some very top players currently on the LPGA. So she's you know, got a great game and just has an unbelievably positive attitude just about life in general. And I know exactly where she gets it from. She gets it from her father. Her father is just a wonderful man, and I enjoyed having him on the program. He's just a real great guy and just a very, very supportive parent. I don't think I've ever met anybody like him, and I'm hoping to see him down at the PGA show here in January as well. But
Carly has that passion to succeed,
yeah.
and will probably succeed in no matter what she does, and that's a tremendous attribute of a person, and that's the same passion that we five ladies have. By the way, we call ourselves the spark. The spark. We're ready to ignite. We call it the golf movement of 2014. We want to change the culture and move this forward. So Carly is truly an inspiration to all the young girls that if she can do it, anybody can do it. You just have to have that willpower to succeed.
Yeah, and you know what's the probably the most refreshing thing about her is she's incredibly humble. You know, she's obviously very proud of her accomplishments, but she's not. There isn't an ounce of arrogance about her at all, and she's just a very, very humble, very appreciative, very thankful for
very
the
focused.
Gifts that she's been given. Very focused, of course, and you know, her dad has just done a phenomenal job working with her, and I mean, he coaches her and whatnot, but he's just raising her. And of course, he has another daughter as well who's very accomplished in her own right. So he's just, you know, just a great role model for her, and she's going to, again, be a great role model as she gets older to some of these young ladies out there that watch her. And she's got quite a following now, so I'm sure as she gets into the pro level, she'll be one to watch for sure. But And you know, Barbara, you can certainly count me. I mean, I know there's five of you already there, but you can count me as number six in the group. I will be more than happy to use this program. And we've talked about this a little bit off air, and we'll talk again more after the holidays. But I definitely will use this program to help in any way I can, because I think this is a worthwhile cause. I think it's been far, far too long, as we've talked about, that women need to get into this game and enjoy it, not just for the fun, but get into it on a corporate level and really all aspects, and get out there and let them their husbands and other, you know, spouses and so forth know that they can get in and enjoy this game as well. And it actually makes it more fun. I've played with a lot of women over the years playing golf, and to be quite honest, I've actually enjoyed their company a lot more than I did some of the guys I played with for 20 years. So
we'll
it was
to
just
play,
a great
play down in Florida there, Ted.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we're both in the same state, so we'll have no excuse not to get together and play a round of golf. Barbara, as I said, we want to talk, and I know you don't want to get into too much about this, but I want to talk a little bit about your book. But before we do that, I just want to remind the listeners here that we are live for the next little while anyway. So if you want to call into the program, you can call us at area code 646-716-4667. And for those of you that are surfing around on the social media sites like Facebook, be sure to stop by the Facebook page at facebook.com/golftalkliveblog and throw a few likes. I would appreciate you doing that. And follow me on Twitter at Ted and Buck CEO. And make sure with these last few shopping days at Christmas that you visit the Golf Talk Live blog at www.golftalkliveblog.com and check out some of the great books and products that are available through the site. I think you'll find there's some great gifts there for that golfer in your family. And make sure that you do that, and I hope that you'll continue to tune in every week. And we're going to be taking a couple of weeks off, obviously, or I'm going to be taking a couple of weeks off, I should say. I don't know why I keep saying we, but to observe our holiday here, and then I'll be back on January 9th with a whole brand new season to start. Barbara, you co-authored a book called Teeing Up for Success. Who were some of the people, or who did you collaborate with on the book, and when and where is it going to be available?
The book is being published by the Executive Women's Golf Association, and it's basically a book that is trying to raise money for their foundation. It's a fundraising project, and I believe there are 31 or 32 women that have co-authored chapters in the same book that have are attempting to inspire women to utilize golf in other aspects of their life, whether it's corporate or social aspect. And that was my purpose of co-authoring this, was to share my story of how I entered the golf arena and how I used it to build my successes. And I will share again that every one of my businesses have been built on the golf course, and especially this one. This business is a culmination of my entire life. My business models are the same. It's a good team of people. Mm-hmm. And the strategies are the same. And here we are back on the golf course talking about it. So unfortunately, when I wrote that book or wrote that chapter, I wasn't too much into this business to actually demonstrate another success on the golf course. But that book, my chapter in particular, is geared towards the financial part of it because of being a financial planner and how a woman as a financial advisor, kind of in the same situation as women in golf. There's more men and less women, and more men golfers and less women golfers. So it's, again, trying to set yourself apart from the other your other associates that you're working up and against to yield, you know, client relationships. So that's the book. And
well, you
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead. Finish your thought.
Its book is not being released. It won't be released for a couple more weeks. I really am not allowed to talk too much about it.
I know that's fine. Well, we will make sure when you let me know when it's officially going to be released and where everybody can get their hot little hands on a copy of it, I'll be more than happy to plug it here on the program as well for the listeners that want to. And I, as I said to you earlier, I will make sure that we get that information up on the website as well, so that those that are like to surf on the internet and come across our site, mm-hmm. and those that regularly visit will be able to get their hot little hands, as I said, on a copy of that. So we'll talk a little bit about more about that. But you know, just to add something to a comment that you made about, you know, at the time you wrote this book, you didn't get a chance to really put in there much about what you're currently working on. I see a follow-up book, you know, Teeing Up for Success Part 2, perhaps. Maybe, you know, you can add a little bit more on that. But you know, you can't always get everything into one book. So, you know, sometimes you might have to do a follow-up on that.
There will be a second book. Not necessarily Teeing Up for Success, but the five business partners of the Women's Golf and Travel. We have already talked about writing a book about our ventures of creating this business and the impact that we hope that we'll be able to achieve to grow the women's golf industry through our strategies of just basically explaining why and moving it forward from that point.
Now, I know you can't give out a lot of information about the book, but if there was really, and not necessarily one thing, but if there was an overall, and I asked you really this question about your website, but I also want to ask you about the book. What do you hope readers will take away from the book? What would you like them ideally to take away from it?
Well, I have not been, I have not seen any of the other chapters that are that have been contributed. I know the writers of those, and I know what the titles are, so I don't know where they're coming from it. But the whole take on this book is to inspire and empower women through the game of golf, to demonstrate that you can build relationships on the golf course, whether they're for business or social, and golf can go right in through retirement. So that is the take on it, that the golf is more than just a sport. You know, it's a gateway. It's an opportunity to create those other aspects of your life that you might not ever think about. Where you cannot do that on a soccer field or baseball field. And from a business perspective, my book talks about having meetings on the golf course. Where can you go and have a four-hour meeting with a prospective client? You can't get that, you know, over lunch or even in an office, but you can get that on the golf course. So that's another way to, you know, to look at it. You know, have an opportunity to really get to know people on the golf course, whether they're honest and forthright, and whether you may even want to do business with them. All the personality traits come out on the golf course.
that's so true. I know, you know, from years and years, my background was in, of course, sales and marketing, and it was a real eye opener sometimes playing in a lot of different events like that, in different corporate events, and. You know, you're exactly right. I mean, you would be able to visualize whether you wanted to do business. A lot of times, even when it was prospective clients, there were a lot of times I could tell by their demeanor on the golf course whether I even wanted to, you know, bring my products to them, because it was just a real eye-opener, I guess would be the best way to put it. But it is a great business tool. I mean, there is, and, you know, somebody who's very well-known, Donald Trump has been famous for saying that he has done more business on the golf course than just about anywhere else. And of course he's, you know, been very, very successful over the years. And a lot of business people, obviously particularly it's been men in the past, but now a lot of women such as yourself are realizing that the value and what a successful tool this is, really. It's not just a game to have fun with, but it's a very powerful business tool to network and to communicate and to just meet different other, you know, business types that you want to connect with in your business ventures. And it's just a very, very powerful tool to use. And I think it's great that you're doing what you're doing, and I want to wish you continued success with it. I know, as we talked about a few moments back, I know you're going to be going to the PGA show in January to promote that. So make sure that if you're walking around the PGA show in January, make sure that you flag down my guest tonight and ask her a little bit more about the Women's Golf and Travel Concierge. That's going to be coming out. Her website will be available sometime early in January before the show, and we'll certainly keep you posted on that. Barbara, how can people, if they're interested in knowing more about it, how can they get in touch with you if they want, or where can they go? Is there a website that you're going to be using, or email that they can contact you if need be?
Well, we have just a temporary landing website right now. They can go onto that at womensgolfandtravel.com, and they could put their name in there, and we will be able to keep in touch with them. They also can send me a personal email at info@womensgolfandtravel.com, and I'd be more than happy to respond to them. And they can also call at 8. Okay.
Got the number right now. That's fine. But those are two great ways, obviously the landing page, and as you said, the website is going to be officially launched sometime in January, and please keep me posted when that's going to happen, and I'll be more than happy to let the listeners know when it's up and running officially, to let them go and take a look at that. I think it's going to be a fantastic thing, and I'm certainly very excited for this venture that your ladies are working together on, and I think it's just a fantastic, long, long overdue product in the golf market.
One more point, sure. Ted, you know, we know that we cannot do this alone, so we are calling on the participation of the golf associations, the suppliers, the golf courses, the resorts. We're doing a lot of creative things to get them to see that they have to also contribute to change the direction of the women's market. So we're just a small piece of it, but collectively, we have the power to mm-hmm. change the statistics and to improve the golf industry and get the golf courses to opening up again and so many different mm-hmm. creative strategies out there. So we need everybody's help to help us grow the market.
Well, I think that, right, I think that they're, you know, if they're smart, they're really, this time in golf's history is, should be a very receptive. I mean, we obviously, every industry has gone through some major changes as a result of the most recent recession. There are many businesses and individuals out there that obviously have had to make adjustments, and I think this is a perfect time for the golf industry to make an adjustment. You know, they did a few years back. I remember they were starting to open up a little bit more, but then for some reason they kind of, you know, jumped ship again and seemed to have gone backwards a little bit in my estimation. So much like yourself, I'm trying to do my part to, and I think collectively if we all put our minds together and our wisdom and efforts, I think that we can make it a much more enjoyable sport for everybody, not just the guys, but the ladies out there as well. And I think it just makes it more fun when the more people. I'm a firm believer the more people, the better that play this game. I think it's that terrific of a game, and I think it should be enjoyed by all and not just a few. And I will certainly do whatever I can on my part. Barbara, I just want to thank you very, very much for coming on the program. I will be more than happy to have you come back anytime you want. To talk about women's golf, and as I've mentioned to you, and I'm going to be talking about here in a few minutes as I wrap up my program, a little bit about some of the ventures that I'm going to be doing myself in that area. And you and I have talked briefly about it, and we'll talk again more after the holidays, but I would certainly love to have your input and involvement in that as well. But I want to thank you very, very much for coming on the program and sharing this information. And as I said, keep me posted once the book has been officially released, and I will be more than happy to plug that, the where's and the why's, on the program once that's done.
Well, thank you, Ted. It's been a pleasure to be on your show, and we look forward to you joining our team to revolutionize the golf industry.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll be sure to tap you on the shoulder when I see you at the PGA show. I know we'll talk before that, but we'll make sure that we connect at the PGA show. Excuse me, but Barbie, again, thank you very, very much for coming on the program. I want you to have the best of holidays, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to you and your family. And we appreciate you coming on and sharing with the audience tonight the Women's Golf and Travel Concierge, a new business venture, number 6, you said, that you're starting. I know it's going to be successful because the other 5 have been successful, and I know you're just have more and more happening and exciting things for 2014. So let's work together and let's see if we can make that happen.
Very good. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you too, Ted. Thank you.
You too. All right. Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay, for those of you that are just tuning in, you've missed a great interview with my very special guest this evening, Barbara Gustadt, who is the founder and CEO of Women's Golf and Travel Concierge. She's been here talking for the last about an hour or so, talking about this business venture, and it's a great new website that's going to be launched in the new year, and it's a great product that her and many others have put together. And we're going to have more information, as I just indicated to her. It's not officially launched yet. There is a landing page that you can get, and you can provide your information, and they will certainly get back to you with that. And that is at www.womensgolfandtravel.com. And if you want some specific information, you can email Barbara at info@womensgolfandtravel.com. So you can certainly do that, and they will get in touch with you and reach out and let you know more about that. I want to just take these last few minutes, as I mentioned periodically throughout the program. We've got a lot of new and exciting things happening in the new year, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that, and then I'm going to leave you with a brief message to close out 2013. This is going to be the last show of 2013, and I'm going to take a short break, a two-week break, and I'll be right back at it in January on the 9th. Will be my first show back. In 2014, we got a lot of exciting things, and here's just a few of them. In March 6th, we're going to be launching a new segment here on Golf Talk Live called Coach's Corner. You've heard me talk about that for the last several shows. We've got a lot of great, some of the instructors that came on the program this past year in 2013 are going to be coming back in a new format called Coach's Corners, and essentially there'll be approximately 3 different coaches and teaching professionals from all over the world
that are going to be participating in this new segment. And essentially what the gist of the program is, for those of you that are new and haven't heard it yet, basically what the program is going to be is going to give you an opportunity as the avid golfer out there to pick up some tips and some valuable lessons, give you a chance to call into the program if you so choose. You can call in and ask the coaches directly for some advice on your game and how to work with some of the different areas that you're currently working on. And we're also, I'm going to be putting up a specific email address called questions.golftalklive@gmail.com. That's questions.golftalklive@gmail.com. I'm going to be putting that up through the social sites in the next week or so and start getting some of those questions. So you'll be able to submit questions to the email. I'll read them out. Make sure, and I'll put all the particulars when I send this out, make sure that you include your name and where you're from and that sort of thing, and I'll make sure that I read that out live on air. But this is a chance for you guys out there and gals to call into the program and talk to some of the coaches and get some advice and kind of pick their brains. And they're going to be firing up every week for an hour. They're going to be coming on. There'll be different coaches each week, so you'll have a chance to get some fresh and new perspectives. And it's a great opportunity. I mean, I want you to tune into the program as it stands, but we wanted to add this segment on there just to make it a little bit more fun and interesting. So I hope you guys will do that in the new year. That's the first thing that's going to be happening. That's going to be March 6th is going to be the first official Coach's Corner. I promise you I'll be doing plenty of information coming out through the different social sites and letting everybody know when that's coming out. So keep an eye out on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter, of course, and I'll be letting everybody know as things progress. But that's going to be March 6th of 2014 is going to be the first official Coach's Corner here on Golf Talk Live. The second thing, which I talked a little bit about tonight, briefly with my guest, is another actually entirely different show. It's still going to be under the Golf Talk Live brand, but it's going to be actually on a different day, and the day has not been finalized quite yet. It should be early in the new year, but I'll have the exact dates when we're going to start that. But that's going to be a new program as well, and it's going to be Golf Talk Live's Women of Golf, and it's going to be featuring a lot of new and very I guess, for lack of better words, an aggressive approach to golf. As Barbara, my guest tonight, talked about, this is a whole new market. There's certainly a lot of women out there playing, but there's many, many millions of women around the world that are still not playing golf and find things very frustrating at times dealing in the golf business. And we're going to open some of these doors and give them a better understanding. We're going to have some great LPGA players are going to be coming on the show. And, of course, it's going to be co-hosted with me, a phenomenal LPGA professional, Mrs. Cindy Miller, is going to be joining me here on the program under the Women of Golf segment. So I'm looking forward to be working with her. I know she's very, very excited about it. We've talked on a few occasions about it and communicated back and forth. I know she's very excited to get that rolling. So we're going to be communicating again through the holidays and beyond just to get that teed up. But that's going to be another thing. And it's not going to be just the playing professionals, but there's going to be some teaching professionals coming on that are specifically in the women's market. We're going to be addressing a lot of the issues, you know, why there's still limited access to a lot of the golf clubs out there, some of the difficulties in apparel, and some of the teaching issues that women face that are different than what the guys face. So we want to make sure that we're addressing the women's needs, again, much like my guest this evening. So I'm going to have Barbara, of course, involved in it as well and get her input and insight into to helping make this a successful show. So that's going to be another segment that's going to be coming up in the new year, the Women of Golf, and that'll be under a different date and time probably. So I'll let you know when that comes about. But you definitely want to tune in. We're going to be involved, as I said, with the LPGA Foundation and some of the other great organizations, women's organizations out there, and bringing that product specifically for the women. That doesn't mean you guys can't tune in as well. In fact, you should. But this is going to be geared specifically at the women's market. So I think it's going to be very successful and long overdue. And I'm happy to bring that to the listening audience out there. So that's a couple of things that we're going to be working on. Plus, I've got a whole slew of another great guest, new guests coming on the program starting January 9th. That are going to be coming out for the next year, and a few surprises. We're going to have some giveaways as we come along, and I think I'm going to have a few celebrities coming on here as well. And although I have not confirmed the exact date, but Mr. Billy Casper is going to be coming back as well in the new year. He's going to be talking about his foundation, Billy's Kids, and about a tournament that he does, I believe it's May 5th every year in San Diego, that he does to raise funds for his charity, Billy's Kids. So we're going to be talking about that. He's going to be coming back on sometime in the new year. I just don't have the exact date as of yet, but I'm looking forward to having Billy come back on the program. He was a great individual and just enjoyed listening to some of the stories, and we'll get him to share a few more when he stops by Golf Talk Live again. And finally, I just want to take this opportunity, being that it's the last show of this year, I want to take this opportunity to thank all of my listeners worldwide for faithfully tuning in to Golf Talk Live each week. Since starting this broadcast earlier this year, I've had the pleasure and enjoyment of having a number of highly talented coaches, teaching professionals, authors, and entrepreneurs stop by. And through your participation and their guest appearances, you both, my listeners and guests, have helped to make Golf Talk Live a first-class show. And I look forward to you guys coming back, not only the viewers and listeners, but also the teaching professionals and some new guests as well, of course. But some of the old ones are going to be coming back in the Coach's Corner segment. I appreciate your support and well wishes this past season. I would particularly like to thank a number of individuals for their continued support. I want to thank a couple of individuals who helped, organizations who have helped sponsor this program. First and foremost, I would like to thank Jonathan Laird of South Coast Golf Guide, who has been one of the principal sponsors of this program. We've had an advertisement in his publication this past year, and Jonathan has been a big supporter of the program and sharing and spreading the word about Golf Talk Live. And Jonathan, I want to just wish you and your family all the best of the season, and I want to thank you for your support, and I know that we're going to be doing some great things together in the new year as well in 2014. So have a great holiday, and wish you and your family all the best of the season. My second individual that I want to recognize here is, she was actually, I have to throw this in here, a very deserving title, but she was Mrs. South Carolina 2014 America, Mrs. Meredith Kirk, and she is the owner of Meredith Kirk Golf, and she's also involved in a publication called Endless Golf of Myrtle Beach Magazine, which is another great publication as well as the previous South Coast Golf Guide. And Meredith has been a very good supporter of the program as well, and enjoyed talking with her. She was actually a guest on the show last year, and has, I know, been a supporter of the program and just done a phenomenal job in being supportive, and I want to thank her as well, and I want to wish her much continued success in her endeavors, and hope that we will continue this business relationship for many, many years. So I want to thank you, Meredith, as well, and I want you and your family to have the best of the season. I want to thank a couple of individuals that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, but I know that we've communicated back and forth. It's a couple, Nikki and Tiffany Litherland, from Down Under. They're actually, I know they have up in Maryland, but they also go down to Australia a lot, and I believe they're actually originally from Australia. I want to thank them for their help in spreading the word about the show. They've been diligently promoting this program since its inception earlier this year, and I just want to thank them for all of the supportive words and just spreading the word about the program and getting people to tune in every week. I know that they've been a big help. So to Nikki and Tiffany Litherland, thank you very, very much for your continued support of Golf Talk Live. And I look forward to meeting you both sometime in the new year. And if you're going to be at the PGA show, we got to make sure that we connect. I want to also thank another gentleman who has been a big supporter of the program, Mr. Bernie Pinder of Ontic Golf. He's the founder and president of Ontic Golf, and makes a great line of putters and custom-made putters. And Bernie actually sent me one last year just after being a guest on the program, and I've enjoyed using that weapon, as I call it, out on the golf course. So I'm looking forward to really putting a dent, not literally, but a dent into using it this year when I play in the new year. So, Bernie, I want to thank you for coming on the show and for being a big supporter of Golf Talk Live. And I've mentioned these next two earlier in the show, but I want to send out a special thank you to Mr. Barry Goldstein and his daughter, Carly Ray Goldstein. I want to thank you for supporting the program and for coming on the program as well. And I just really appreciate all of the support and kind words that both of you sent. And Carly, if you happen to listen to this program tonight, if you're tuning in, I want to wish you much continued success. I think you're a phenomenal young lady, and it was an honor and a pleasure to have you come on the program. as well as your father, and I hope that we will get a chance. Again, I haven't met either one of them in person, but I hope that I will get a chance to meet them. Perhaps they're going to be down at the PJ show as well. And, of course, all of you listening out there, if it weren't for your dedication support, this program certainly would not be a success. For me, it has truly been an honor, and I look forward to sharing more stories, more products and tips from many of the talented men and women of golf who have appeared on the show and many of my future guests. So in closing, I would like to thank one more time my very special guest tonight, Barbara Gutstadt, the founder and CEO of Women's Golf and Travel Concierge. I want to thank you for coming on the program tonight and sharing your great stories and with my audience. I know that they'll enjoy it, and I know that they'll get great enjoyment, fulfillment when your website is officially launched. And I want to wish you much continued success as well, and all the best for the holiday season. So thank you, guys. Have a very, very Merry Christmas, everybody, and a very Happy New Year. And I will see you back here January 9th on Golf Talk Live. Thank you.